He still might have a lay around his neck. Jimmy Maloney. I think he's been in Hawaii. He joins us on the line. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're pretty pumped up, actually, Jimmy.
Me too.
When do you arrive down here?
We fly down today. So we fly out lunchtime, get down today and back Sunday. So looking forward to the weekend.
It should be good. Now, Jimmy, I've been reading reports. I thought you had neck surgery. Are you going in to get another round of surgery, or is this the surgery that was planned for your neck?
Yeah, I haven't had any as yet. Obviously, the TK just said we had a 2 weeks in Hawaii with the family, so had a little bit of running around with, between some surgeons before that, and I'll go in on Monday just for a little clean out. Got sort of some good news after a few appointments, and just get a little clean out. I'll only be sort of 6 weeks recovery, and I'll be good. So, perfect.
The neck could get a workout down here at Flemington tomorrow.
Well, lucky I'm booking for Monday.
It'll be a bit sore. Come on, Doc, I'm a bit sore. Look, I'm only joking, of course, man. Mate, it is exciting. A bit's happened at your footy club, or I guess we all expected it, mate, but the deals have all been done in the past week, and you've got Ivan Cleary back as your coach.
Yeah, so sort of I've been out of the loop, obviously been away, so, I suppose there was, some pretty heavy rumours, and it's probably not completely unexpected, and a bit of a throwback in time for me. I obviously played under Ivan, early on at the Warriors. So, no real drama by me. Obviously, the clubs put themselves in that position. They think that's the best way to go. So, I'm sure all the boys will be happy. A lot of them obviously played under him before.
What's his strength as a coach, Jimmy, when you played under him? Obviously, it was a while ago, and I'm assuming he's evolved and he's a lot better coach now than what he was, but what's his sort of attributes as a coach?
Yeah, I think he was quite defensive-based. The Warriors, which is obviously a really good thing to have, I suppose, especially with the side we've got plenty of points in us, I think. If we can be really strong defensively, then that gives us our best shot. He just plays to the side's strengths. I remember we played a real power game. Obviously, having the pack and that we did at the Warriors back then, quite simple, get on the front foot, play footy off that. So, I enjoyed playing under him then. So, looking forward to joining the club again.
Is it fair to say if you get your defence in order, you can threaten for a title under Ivan?
Well, I think, that's what we've got to do, get our defence in order. I think all last year we had times we were probably on the back foot, but the good sides, when they're on the back foot, they just don't leak points, and you don't leave yourself chasing, 14, 16, 18 points. If you're only chasing six, then, there's no doubt we can come back and win those games. So, I think it's no secret that defence wins your comps. And I think last year the Roosters were the best defensive side all year, and they took out of the comp.
How much extra pressure do you think it places on Nathan? I mean, having your old man as coach will be a different scenario to what he's faced in the past.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Look, I think they've got a really good relationship. Obviously, people are different. I don't think I could play for my old man. how it was. But, obviously, they've got a really good relationship. I don't think it'll put too much extra pressure on Nathan. I think he's already probably had a lot of pressure put on him just by the expectation and what he's done so early in his career. I think there's already a lot of pressure and expectation on him. So I don't think, hopefully, it won't change too much.
Jimmy, obviously, I don't know how you'd go about it, but I'll get your opinion anyway. Obviously, 3 years ago, Ivan looked a bit tired and Gus said, "You look tired." And Ivan said, "No, I'm not. I'm fine." And of course, you know, you've been ousted by a bloke who's just rehired you, and a bloke that he's going to answer to, like Ivan will answer to the general manager of football again. How do you think they'll work through that?
I'm sure, you know, if there are any issues, that, you know, Ivan wouldn't have taken the job and come back. I'm sure he's well aware of the situation, that, you know, Gus is there, and I don't think there's obviously any sort of bad blood in their relationship. I don't know too much about it, but, you know, I don't think Ivan's not silly, and I don't think he'd come back into a job if it was going to, you know, not be, you know, all go well, and there's going to be, you know, constant hurdles to overcome.
That's enough of the footy, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You are coming down for Derby Day. Now, our listeners are out there. We know you're a keen horseman. You love a punt. Have you done the form while you've been over there in Hawaii? And if so, what do you like?
Well, I haven't done too much. I've been out of action. The only race I caught was I streamed the Winx's Cox Plate Run, obviously. That was such a massive thing. So, but a lot, obviously, a lot of the horses have probably had their last run since I've been gone, so have to do a bit of catching up, and hopefully I can find plenty of winning.
We won't be short of a tip, I can guarantee you that, in the Sky International marquee. Jimmy's...
That's the problem, isn't it? They tip you every horse in the race.
Yeah, you quickly learn who to listen to. Yeah.
I've got a mate of mine who tips every horse in every race, but he tips it to different people.
Yeah.
And then in the end, they come up to me and say, mate, you've done well, you've had a win. He goes, yeah, I tipped. He's an evil man.
Hey, no, we're looking forward to it, Jimmy. Thanks for your time today. Look forward to catching up tomorrow.
Pleasure, guys. Catch you soon.
Yep. There he goes. Jimmy Maloney, I think, makes some pretty relevant points too. Look, Ivan's no dunce.
No, they would have sorted it out.
So they would have worked through all their issues, if there were any issues. There's only one issue. I didn't think I was tired, and Gus thought I was. And they'd work through that, and it's onwards and upwards. It's 5 years now.
Yeah, look, I think it can work as long as they put their differences aside.
And you know what? As long as those W's keep going in that column,
that's exactly right.
There's not going to be an issue.